All right, you got to set the tone, Matt. What's the energy we're bringing? We all got to meet you.
Well, that's interesting. This is the energy. Hello. Welcome.
Very professional.
Okay, sure. Let's roll history checks and see what the fuck happened last time.
Nat 20!
19!
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, actually, if we go by the rules...
Chowder has the Chowder, option you can, to choose you can who does choose. The recap.
I'm really mad.
And he's going to choose himself.
He misses no. it. He's grown accustomed to doing the recap.
All I know are these prison bars, man. No, actually, who got the second highest after me?
Me, I got a 19.
I tied him with 19.
Colin.
Hey. Ryan, what'd you get? Just out of curiosity.
I already said I got a 4.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, now there's some backroom dealing going on here between Chowder and Ryan that I am not a fan of.
I sent him some Dogecoin. So you'd pick you.
What kind of compromat do you have on me? Anyway, we have a bit of an issue here because up until 15, 20 minutes ago, I was editing the previous episode. So my recollection of what happened stops at about the halfway mark.
Yep.
So let's see if I can recall. Previously on Dice Populi, Bottle Brew, Locke, Jetta, and Cult are on the Seafoam Glow looking for a way to leverage their skills against Zula Ragnor to either coax or steal information out of her regarding Mage Lord fleet deployments. That's sort of the goal. And our steps toward that goal were send Maeve back to the ship, dress up like staff, get into the place, immediately not dress like staff anymore, and then all start to do very bad jobs at games around the casino.
Yeah, we really sucked there.
The vibe here is drunk and sad and shifty. This is turning out to be a pretty lowbrow place. People cheating at the hammer game, people addicted to slots, and absolute drunkards that are probably in need of an intervention, but we are not the people to do that. What we are is the people to say, hey, Cult, you won a few games of slots, so you are doing the best out of all of us. And we're going to con the high roller table into letting you in so that we can get to the good info. Everybody has told us this is where the info we need is, and that's where we're sending our boy.
Love it. Just a couple other things of note before I send you guys scurrying along. I believe there were discussions of Jetta using the distort value spell on the credits that you guys had. In an effort to basically fake buy your way into the high roller game. You guys had also discerned that the high roller game was taking place on the lower decks. There were doors where there were guards coming in and out. That seemed pretty obvious that that's where they were coming from. We left off with you guys basically trying to rally Cult to basically go down and be the guy who is going to go play this high stakes game at the high roller table and figure out what the hell's going on.
I have an above board proposition here that it sure is. I'm suggesting implementing now because I forgot to do it before and now it benefits us. But there was some talk in the community Discord that I agree with, which is Cult's stats for things like intimidation are incredibly poor, but as a player, he roleplays them so incredibly well that we were thinking of giving him proficiency in intimidation if he doesn't have it already.
Oh, that would just give me a +1 to intimidation from a -2.
I think that would be, it was fully my intention to do that, but in the quick transition from Arianor to Seafoam Glow, I did not take the time to dive into character stuff. So, Matt, would you be okay if we just drop that little arrow in his interpersonal quiver?
I do believe it is long overdue.
Okay.
All right,
Cult, you're welcome.
We're changing all our characters. Pat has a fear of loneliness. Cult is horrifying. This is all earned talking about character Pat development, right?
You said Pat has a fear of loneliness.
I mean, the voices are indistinguishable. Yeah, might as well be both.
Both is true.
I do think it's funny that we are going to put noted, stable, and charismatic individual Cult.
Everybody else is either... I mean, listen, okay. If you just look at the logic of you won a game of chance and we're sending you in, that's pretty shitty reasoning. But by and large, everybody else has, like, gotten noticed by someone and or lost money. So it's just socially... You make the most sense, even though Bottle Brews probably has the most bona fides.
Bubble butt. Bubble butt.
Yeah. Just this unhinged maniac makes the most sense.
You're a loose cannon, yep. Okay? You're a loose cannon.
Yeah, at least we know if you can't schmooze your way through it, you can kaboom your way through it. Like, nobody else will admit it, but it is a valuable tool to have.
Just kaboom it.
Wild card Cult.
You have no fear, and that's what you need in a high stakes game like this.
Yeah.
So I think I have found the piece of paper where I was scribbling down the amount of money that I got. So I think we're, what, 223?
I heard...
Total?
Well, we can call it 220 even. That's fun. So the party is kind of huddled around Cult, hyping him up. You guys see that by the door, you see like a guard standing there. You guys, obviously the games are ongoing at the tables here. So what do you guys do?
I am angrily staring daggers at the guy who scammed me.
Listen, I know this may not be your particular bag, but I do believe... You possess a certain confidence and edge that could allow you to navigate the situation well, and if things don't go your way, you are perhaps more capable of someone than someone like myself in getting out of it. Now, I'm going to look around for Zula herself and see what I can do to keep her attention away from you.
So I'm really good with, like, the pulling slot lever. Is poker like that?
Wait, okay, let's hang on just a second. We may have made some assumptions here. Mr. Cult, do you know how to play even a single type of card game?
This is Ryan trying to think of a card game, right?
Go Fish.
Pinochle, Rummy.
Egyptian Rat Screw.
Skip Bo.
War.
Uno.
I am quite adept at Go Fish.
Go fuck yourself!
I'm going to look around. Are the folks at the bar, the very drunk folks that gave us a tip of what's going on at the High Roller table, are they still there or did they fuck off?
You can see that they're starting to close their tab.
Okay. Bottle Brew is going to lean over and ask,
"Excuse me, gentlemen, that High Roller table you were discussing, do you know exactly what kinds of hands are being dealt down there? What can we expect?"
Exclusively Cold Fish eyes.
maybe some cards, maybe some dice, whatever the captain wants, she gets.
Okay, then Bottle Brew's gonna lean back over and say,
"Is this perhaps the time to reconsider the plan?"
Nah, we've already committed. We're doing this.
I don't know.
Can the flies talk to Cult without being detected?
The flies have a mental connection towards Jeddah only.
Cult, okay. Does anybody know message?
Wait, if Jeddah has the flies, then why am I doing this?
That's a great point. I don't think any of us know what's going on with
that. I don't know why you guys did it this way.
None of the other characters know. Let me get this straight.
There is a character that basically has the effect of having spy cams.
Because Jeddah was cheating and losing.
Jeddah cheated and lost, but nobody else was told about the flies. Jeddah just did it, and unless we're like really keyed into how Jeddah does these things and are willing to make some assumptions... We don't know that Jeddah has these flies around.
You guys literally, you only picked Cult because he won at slots a couple times. That was it.
That's like going out onto like the casino floor, seeing like an old man.
You're lucky.
Old,
you're hot.
Man.
You ride the hot hand.
Yeah, it was hot three weeks ago?
Hey, Cult.
How about
Cult,
this?
Cult,
wait. Yes, of course.
I got some flies out here right now. Can you telepathically communicate with them? I don't actually know how this spell works. Me, Jeddah.
Wait a minute, you brought them in here?
Excuse me. What I could do is I have Uge, and I'm going to I'm not even going to because I feel like that'd be suspicious, but do you think they would notice a volleyball-sized floating eye with tentacles looking at their cards?
You know, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
What if I got it. We get a trench coat and we wrap it around him.
Only if you also get garbage wings.
Which is more suspicious, a volleyball or a volleyball in a trench coat?
But what if you gave the volleyball wings?
Yeah, we could. What if we had a wig and a trench coat?
Wait. I have invisibility. I can make it invisible. I can make Uge invisible.
As I recall, the thing does make quite a bit of noise and slobber.
They won't hear it.
He's not known for...
Okay. Well, wait, Jetta. I think it's very clear that we need Jetta to be the one to go down there.
Yeah, can someone explain what's going on with these flies? I'm not really sure of the relevance.
Explain in detail.
Okay, these flies, I summoned them. They are my familiars. I can communicate telepathically with them. Theoretically, I could cheat with them, but I just lost the game, so like... I don't know, man. I mean, maybe I just got unlucky that one time. I mean, I backed out of a
situation.
Hold the
fucking vote. You let us sit there and try to hype this guy up who doesn't even know how to play Go Fish properly, I'm guessing, and you had this in your back pocket the whole time? No, you're going in. That absolutely makes the most sense.
My self-confidence was shot at the time, all right? Hype me up.
Can you cast Distort Value on yourself because you're doing better than you think?
Aw, that's so wholesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel more confident.
It's just an illusion, though.
No, what is it? I have some fucking...
You have some fucking?
Yeah, I don't know. Bottle brew is specced into, like, persuasion and charisma and stuff, so...
Do you have any way to inspire?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm trying to see if I picked up any specific feat.
I would imagine that a captain of a ship would have some sort of inspiration.
I didn't go bard, so I don't have that.
I understand that.
Do you have the... What's the feat? It's like inspiring...
I think so. I have panache, which is more for like hostile engagements. But I have... Oh, inspiring leader. You can spend 10 minutes inspiring your companions, choose up to 6 allies.
You do have that. Okay, perfect.
When I say that about distort value... So that's me using an abbreviated version of my inspiring leader ability to try to hype up Jetta. Mechanically, all it does is...
Temporary hit points.
Yeah, give temporary hit points, but I don't know. For flavor, I'm just trying to spin it into, like, if she needs the confidence, I would like to give it to her.
Chowder, you can just accept it at face value, or you can roll to see how Jetta feels about it.
Or you could reject it at face value and spiral into insecurity.
Well, that now you're projecting, Colin. Come on.
No, I'm not. You are.
I'll accept that face value. Thank you. Thank you. I really needed that, actually, man.
Well, I still got 9 minutes and 30 seconds left on this ability, so who wants to hear me talk?
So, I think we need to talk about the fact that this game could also be rigged, because obviously my game was rigged. I don't know if you saw the hullabaloo afoot over there, but the dude at the hammer machine swindled me a bit by telling me that nobody's ever hit the bell before. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. I came within inches of hitting said bell, and then all of a sudden some other guy comes over, bets me double or nothing, and then just easily makes that bell go ding. So I think there's a little bit of hustling going on here.
Bottle brew furrows his brow and then says,
I think I have a backup plan forming in me mind. Jetta, if you can make inroads at the high roller table, find out what you can, throw the game if you need to. Money is no object on the Liberty. The rest of us, if we can gather evidence that this place is defrauding its patrons, perhaps that may be some additional leverage against Zula to get the information we need. After all, a pirate is only worth their reputation.
You'd think criminals would not care about reputation, but it is what it is, I suppose. Okay, how am I getting in the high roller table? I can disguise myself as a high roller.
You could certainly do that. We've also pooled our money here in this cup.
And I shake a cup and I hand it to Jetta for like a bigger buy-in. Because we were told it's like 200 to buy in.
About, yeah. And you guys have 220.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'm going to do. I take the cup. Wish me luck, boys. And then me and the flies, we head over to the door, wherever, where the doorman for the high roller is and be like, we're going in.
So you walk up to the door with the guard there. The guard looks down at you and says, hello there. Are you looking to play the high rolls?
Yeah, boy.
Might I see how much you're bringing to the table?
220. There might be three in there. I don't know.
I couldn't help but notice you and your compatriots were standing there for a while. Would they like to come down too? Only you could play, but you know, some encouragement is always nice in these matters.
Yes. I would like to...
No, they hate encouragement.
Yes, let me just talk to them real quick. I walk over to the guys. Okay,
so... I don't think she has a chance at fucking hell. Oh, Jenny, you're back. Oh, okay, hello.
I can bring guests. They won't be able to play, but like, you know, you might be able to get bigger stuff out if like at least one person was there and not playing and just looking around and stuff.
Yeah, so they already are kind of suspicious of me up here, the pit bosses and whatnot, so I probably won't be much help doing any investigative work. Why don't I go down with Jetta and the rest of you try to come up with some way to prove that there's some nefarious stuff happening.
In an enclosed space, I would certainly trust you as the muscle to keep her safe. Get on it, Mr. Locke. Okay. I guess that's Mr. Cult and me now. Okay. Yep, let's...
Best friends at it again. Partners to the end. When it comes to the final bit where I must sacrifice you to complete the mission, I'll do it, but I'll be a little uncomfortable about it.
I am at least glad that we've approached the point where we're nearing a boundary in terms of social relationship here, but yeah, okay.
Okay, so you guys are splitting the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic. Exactly what you wanted, Matt, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's great, whatever.
You're the one who asked.
Because you had that little thing where you were like, hey, you could bring your friends, and then we were right. Like, hey, maybe we should split the party.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, so Jetta and Locke, you guys head back over to the security guard, opens the door to a narrow staircase leading downward. You can see like a dim white light from where you're standing. The guard motions to you and says, after you, please.
All right, we're in.
You guys go down the stairs. It leads down to a narrow hallway. Right at first glance, you can see at the end of the hallway, there's this pink jewel door. Near the door, there's a bald guard who's sitting at a small table, and he kind of perks up as you guys show up with the security guard trailing behind you guys. About halfway down the hallway, you guys can see a metal door with a bright red sign that reads security/operations. As you guys get down there, the bald guard at the end stands up and says,
all right, we'll do one quick security check before you see the captain. Arms up, please.
Arms up.
Okay, arms up.
Okay. Yep. He grabs a lantern from off the table and starts to walk towards you guys with it. Mm-mm. And kind of waves Mm-mm. it around you guys. And the lantern does start to glow as it gets closer to you guys.
Out of curiosity, what exactly is that lantern?
I think we've seen this before.
Locke would recognize this, right?
Yeah.
It's very likely Locke would recognize this. Jetta, the guard says, oh, we're just checking to see what kind of items that you have on your person. You know, it's just for your own safety. We're just taking a stock of what you have to make sure you don't leave anything behind by accident.
Right. Right, of course. I don't got no magic items.
I want to roll insight from the other part of the ship on that so
well,
hard.
You should have walked down the fucking stairs, Colin.
I know!
I mean, I absolutely would roll insight off of that.
Yeah, go for it.
Plus one, baby. That's a 19.
That's Whoa. Very good. Okay.
Insightful daddy.
You sense that while there's definitely an ulterior motive to... what they're actually checking for, but as he kind of sweeps over you guys with the lantern, it does glow especially bright as it gets near your midriff while you have that belt on, lock. Mm-hmm. And it glows a little bit near the coins as well in the bucket that Jetta is holding. And he
How
says,
"How would it glow on the coins? Oh, distort value.
I don't think you guys actually use distort value.
We never use distort value."
Maybe the coins have a little magic to them just because
they're rigged.
Maybe, maybe not. The guard says, all right, that's fine. You guys right this way. And he motions you guys through the pink doorway.
Yeah. And I would like to say that like those flies are like, you know, following at a non-suspicious distance. You know,
yeah. Like, they got sunglasses on and trench coats.
Why are all these flies around this?
They're doing the stagger step from Dune so as to not alert the Shai-Hulud.
Can you be a little more specific about not suspicious?
You know, they're buzzing around like flies do, but they are like...
Right. In a random pattern.
But, you know, following us.
Yep.
Because we're stinky.
So the guards have shit passive perception. So they do not really notice or care enough that there's a couple flies on deck because, you know, that's nothing new. Meanwhile, up on the casino floor, Bottle Brew and Cult, what are you doing?
Bottle Brew is going to take at least a couple minutes to digest that he does have to work directly with Cult.
Well, that's rude.
Bottle Brew's not your biggest fan and hasn't been for pretty much the whole time that they've known each other.
That's rude.
Yes, it's fine. I'm okay with that.
All right, so I'm sure that we can easily deduce for ourselves whether games are being rigged, but to be ironclad, we need a way to verify it for others. If only there was a kind of device that could capture the views that we are taking in the information, but I'm at a loss for how to be... bulletproof. Do you have any ideas?
I don't think bulletproof is a word in this universe. Oh, wait, there are guns. I take it back.
Yep. Kiso had a gun.
That's a great question. No, I don't have a good answer.
Do
that.
You have... you? You're...
We could get... Well, you know what? This is what we do. All right. We get one of the people running one of these machines, like a teller or whatever, mm-hmm. and then we force them to confess.
I have a feeling that being a shrewd businesswoman, Zula Ragnar could easily say that it was under our duress that the information came to light, and it is therefore untrustworthy.
Then I got nothing.
You seem to be a skilled executioner of strange and grotesque magics, is that correct?
I guess. I mean, Jerry is a good boy. I don't know what you mean by that. And grotesque seems rude.
Just remember, Jerry is still on the floor trying to serve drinks, I believe.
Yeah.
Jerry just walks by as this happens, like serving drinks.
Look, Jerry is a good boy.
Bottle Brew takes a champagne flute off of Jerry's tray and sniffs it to make sure it's not gross.
It's got like a bunch of like loose skin on the rim.
It's like shedding.
Upon viewing the skin flakes, puts it on another waiter's tray going away as they walk by.
But what if it just looks like salt? How would you know?
It looks like flaky skin. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, no qualms. Bottle Brew
Can you
then
please
says,
"Let me feed right. my friend's skin." God.
Bottle Brew then says in a more hushed tone,
"Do you perhaps have any skills in the domain of spells that may reveal the thoughts of another person, either?" Either to project to another or to share the memories, to lay bare what they know, because if there is a deception, they clearly know that they are perpetrating it.
Hi, I'm Cult. I don't believe we've ever met before. I am more of a... and, you know, type of spellcaster. I could modify one of these goons' memories to make them believe they want to tell us the truth. Or I could detect magic and see if there is magic in the areas. But that is kind of... unless you want to kill one of these good people, that's about it. Or I can make them blind or deaf.
How about we start by running a detect magic and let's see where we can go from there. At the end of the day, I would lean more on persuasion than coercion to strengthen our case and keep what allies we may.
All right. The question is, do I do a ritual in the middle of the casino floor for detect magic?
I have a feeling Cult would make that decision without consulting Bottle Brew at all.
I'm going to start getting out my, like, bath salts and a small hempen bag.
Mr. Cult, what the fuck is this? What's going on here?
Do you happen to have a cat on you? Just perchance.
I can't say that I do.
The spell, I could do the spell without the cat, but it works better with a cat.
We have cats on the lower decks of the Liberty, but...
As you guys are setting this up, you do see, like, one of the security guards come over, and he says,
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt what you're doing here, but it does seem to be putting some of the patrons on edge. You know, we saw something before, we didn't really want to make too big of a fuss, but this is kind of Well, it's not a very good look.
Putting the patrons on edge, or are we putting the workers on edge? We're casino inspectors.
I expect you to zig, and you went for the zag, Ryan.
Yeah.
Roll deception.
Classically great at deception.
I don't want to kneecap ourselves, but I can't imagine anybody believing that there are regulatory bodies in the Badlands.
Negative two to deception. Let's go.
Yeah,
come
okay,
on.
That's fair. I think that takes care of itself.
Why would there be regulatory bodies for an underground over the seas casino?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
10 minus 2.
Model Brewer rubs his temples.
Okay, but seriously, please clean yourself up or we will be forced to evict you.
This is...
Wait. I'm going to use a 5th level spell, Modify Memory. And I want to implant the memory that we are certified casino inspectors here to prove that all of their machines and games are working properly. He needs to make a wisdom saving throw. If you let me do this, and I don't get just like jumped by 100 cards.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna let you do this, and out of the kindness of my heart, I'm gonna let you watch my roll to know that you're not getting bullshitted here.
It landed on the screen.
Damn, so, that's so funny. I'm going to let you watch. Immediately rolls off camera.
It's a nat fucking one.
So. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm just going to be like, I'm going to implant in his mind that his boss told him very specifically to give me, the casino inspector, any and all information about how these games work. I'm here to certify and do all this other stuff to make sure that these... Should I be doing this as cult?
Or please do.
As me?
Please do.
All right. So this guy is like dumbfounded, starting to drool out of his mouth. I'm going to take his head in both of my hands. Like,
Zulu Ragnar told you like 3 hours ago that an inspector was coming that looks just like me. And she said that you're going to be completely honest with me, tell me everything I want to know, and escort us throughout the ship and show us how all of your machines work and how all the games work, including if they are rigged or not.
While Cult is doing this, I would like to look around the room and make a perception check to see how many other guards there are that are not currently being affected by this process.
And I'm going to point at Jerry's, and you're going to give that server a huge raise, a ginormous raise. He's been doing such a good job.
There's no amount
of money that is enough for him.
That's a dirty 20 on my perception, 18 plus 2.
You see that it looks like the guards are watching. However, it doesn't really appear like they're doing much here.
Yeah, they're engaged. Okay.
In their minds, it looks like that, okay, they're already talking with somebody.
There's already somebody,
so
okay.
It's a non-issue.
Then Bottle Brew is going to lean over to Colt and say, all right, listen, nobody else seems to care at the moment, but how many times can you do this trick? Because there's a chance that we might have to do this at least 10 more times.
The guard appears to like kind of snap out of this haze and then looks at you and says,
Oh my god, Zula, Miss Ragnar said that we would be expecting somebody. She asked that I bring you downstairs and show you the operation center.
Exactly. Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you. I am Jolt.
Say Jolt?
Fuck you.
Okay. Cool. Bottle Brew, okay. Bottle Brew seeing it like kind of shuts up now, realizing that Colt is onto something and says,
hang on just a second. Has your influence, would that perhaps give us the latitude to bring along at least another person to sort of witness? Again, credibility is the game here.
I don't know. Could my compatriot here come and join us? He is my assistant. It's a special program.
Yeah, we actually have a number of investigators that have been looking at your operations that I would love for us to join collectively and gather our information before we leave the facility.
Mr. Jolt, you're more than welcome to bring your lackey with you.
Yes, thank you. It's a special program with for people with asses that are too big to sit in chairs.
All righty.
Okay, so the guard leads you to the door and leads you guys down to the same hallway.
So Bottle Brew actually has another gambit that he wants to play here to get other people to see this. The fucking sad sack that was at the...
Okay.
That was sad and on a losing streak at the slot machines. A Bottle Brew is asking Cult, like,
okay, if I bring another person along here to sort of back us up, would that fly, do you think?
Sorry, I need to talk to my lackey. He's got a problem with his butt.
You are fucking pushing the envelope here, my guy.
Now, Bubble Butt, the trick happened. Like, he's on the rope. He's a fish on the hook. I can't just, like, keep on adding hooks.
Bottle Brew nods. Let me look at my... I don't have really any spells. Actually, hang on a second.
Could you perhaps give me just a moment? I seem to have gotten my shoes soaking wet and would hate to bring the stink down with me. I just need to go grab a fresh pair. Give me 2 minutes.
And Bottle Brew is going to run upstairs, out of the casino, across the gangplank, onto the Liberty... and look for Dennis.
Okay,
lackeys are incredibly hard to find, if I'm being honest. It's troublesome.
That's gonna take a while. Like, we're gonna jump back to everybody else.
Okay.
So you guys are led through the pink door at the end of the hallway. And this is before, I guess you guys haven't been brought down yet, but... beyond the pink door, you guys enter the chambers of Zula Ragnor, which are lavishly decorated with bright pink and neon orange hues. You guys see the captain herself lounging at a round table littered with coins, drinks, and dice. Alongside her, a green dragonborn and an elven woman laugh and put coins down as they're engaged in conversation. They stop and turn to you as you enter, and Zula smiles.
That smile back.
Speak of the devils. We were just talking about old friends. How are you doing, Ms. Caterer?
Doing great. I've been on a winning streak, and, I think we can finally play that game of cards we were talking about earlier, yeah? And I, like, put down the coins on the table.
Oh, that sounds absolutely lovely. Now, unfortunately, cards were so 2 episodes ago, and now we're really into, like, dice games. Would that still strike your fancy, maybe?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, then. Have a seat and come join my compatriots.
She motions to a seat in between the elven woman and the dragonborn, and she looks over to... Locke and says, what are you? Are you moral support, or what are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm just here to give my good friend a nice je ne sais quoi, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bless your heart.
So you do notice that there are a couple guards standing at attention in the corners of the room. On the other side, there is a metal door that, you know, leads to... something behind there. Zula puts her arms out to everybody else and says,
well, okay then. The name of the game is Threes. I assume you've all played this before?
Explain the rules to me.
Oh, sure. So we are going to take turns rolling some dice. The goal is to get the absolute lowest score you can on these 6-sided dice. If you roll a 3, it counts as 0. Everything else is its face value. We take turns betting. Lowest score wins the pot, and ties split it.
So when you say you roll a 3, you mean like one die rolls a 3, or the total of the 2 added together is a 3?
If a single die rolls a 3.
Okay.
Yep. So you're rolling 5d6. All numbers are scored at face value except for 3s, which are worth 0 points. And the lowest score wins the pot. Tie split.
Let's do it.
Jetta rolls a 5, a 3, a 2, and 2 ones for a total score of 9. I'm glad you know how to roll some dice. That was a good practice round. Let's do a little actually betting now.
Heck yeah.
The betting starts with 20 credits. And you see the captain takes out this giant coin purse next to her and starts putting on just throwing coins onto the middle of the table with the other two players doing the same.
I take 20 credits and just slap it down. I'm going to telepathically communicate to the flies. All right. One fly, keep an eye on their hand. The other fly, keep an eye on like their eyes and lines of sight.
Is everybody sharing the same set of dice?
Everybody has their own set of dice. Okay. Yes.
The third fly, keep an eye on like the dice. I'm trying to have these flies. He's keep an eye on like cheating and funny business. Know what I'm saying?
Okay. Sure. So there is a total of 80 credits in the pot right now. You see everybody starts picking up their dice and rolling them. Colin, I'm going to give you some good ASMR here.
All right. I'm going to roll.
So the dice hit the table and you see the dragonborn gentleman put like his head in his hands just like,
This sucks.
I'm giving you my ASMR.
And then he looks over to Chowder's roll and he's like,
oh, well, I suppose it's not as bad as that.
And you see the captain laugh with her low score. The dragonborn rolled a 19 total. The elven woman rolled a 15. And the captain herself rolled a 9 total. And Jeddah, you rolled a
26. Yeah, not great.
The captain laughs and scoops up the entire pot of 80 credits and says, "Well, I guess beginner's luck, I suppose. Shall we go again?
Let's do it. Live and die by the roll. Am I right?"
Okay.
Have the flies caught on to anything yet?
Just no, bacon. They haven't seen anything. Okay. Locke, you're just kind of standing there.
Yeah, I'm pretty skeeved out by the whole practice roll thing now, but
okay.
Do you do anything? There's nothing I can really do about it yet. I'm just going to keep an eye on everything.
Okay. So the captain says, "Let's make things interesting and let's raise the stakes a bit, shall we?" And she puts 50 coins onto the table, which the other two players match.
Okay. Well, when in Rome. And I put down 50 coins.
Perfect. 5d6. So everybody starts rolling the dice and they land on the table. Yes. Okay. So the Dragonborn rolled an 18 this time and he looks really proud of himself until he looks over towards the rolls of the captain and the elven woman, the captain with a roll of 9 and the elven woman with a roll of 10. Jeddah, with your roll of a 12, you were again unsuccessful in winning the pot here.
Dang it.
Yep. The captain laughs again, says, "Oh, well, this is why it's the high stakes table, hon."
I hope the other guys are having better luck than Jeddah.
I'm just waiting for someone to say "go fuck yourself." the joke.
Hold on. Go fuck yourself. I'll put that in the background.